All right, one of the great gifts you can get in the draft is when value meets need. And we had a solid first round grade on Willie. So we're thrilled to get him. He's exactly what we're looking for. He's a power broker. He's tough. He finishes strong. He played for an 0-13 team last year. And if you look at him in game 13, you know the kid's got pride. He's got a tremendous amount of pride because he played as hard in that game as he played in game one. I mean, I love the Hog Mollies, and this guy's really got a lot of talent. He's a very athletic kid for his size. He can run, he can pull, and he plays very smart. I'm thrilled we got him.
Yeah, likewise. We had him rated and graded in the first round, so we were excited. A little anxious at the end of the round last night. We were hopeful he'd be there. And then certainly being second today, we just had to wait out what Cleveland was going to do. Had a decent idea they were going to go O-line, so we were, kind of waiting to see. And fortunately, they didn't pick our guy. But, Will's going to give us strength in the middle. He's good in the run game as well as the pass game. I think it's very important to anchor the inside of the pocket in the passing game, which he certainly can do. But he can do all the things you need to see from a guard, and he's been very productive. He had an outstanding Senior Bowl. What's lost in some of the scouting, the Senior Bowl is one of the first real events or exposures we as coaches have to players, and it's a great way for us to get a kickstart as coaches on what you're going to see from the players, because it's good against good in kind of a pro setting, and he had a really, really good week. And then every exposure, we just continued to warm up to him as a guy that was going to fit our New York Giants culture. And so we were pleased he was there, and we picked him.
Dave, did you have any thought to moving up to get Will, given how strong a grade you had on? Moving up back into the first last night, I should.
No, I see. The right now the bottom line is we've only got 6 picks. So if you're moving up, you're going to drop a pick, and we just can't do that. So as much as I would have, if you had a full complement of picks, it might have happened. But sometimes patience is rewarded,
Dave, You were here when Giants drafted Chris Snead, right, at this very spot. Do you remember how you felt about him, and does Will Hernandez correspond there?
Will's bigger, obviously. Will's a natural 325-pound guy, Chris's skills, what made Chris unique is he had great quickness, and he was strong as an ox, and he was a very good athlete. So, compare Will to him, he's a bigger guy, but again, strong as an ox, really good athlete. So I remember vividly that day.
A similar prospect in your mind?
You don't want to anoint him. This kid's got a chance to be really, really good.
The offensive linemen you got in Carolina all had measurables. They were bigger, longer guys. Just wondering if you have a general theory or you prefer one to the other or what?
There's nothing. Body range is always great, Jordan. It's always great to have body range. At Carolina, Trey Turner's only 6'2 and change, but he's a long arm guy and he's athletic and powerful. It's about watching the film, really. And there are plenty of guys that are weight room strong that aren't game strong. And there are guys that you look at and you kind of scratch your head and you put the film on and hold them, they play with great power. So my point is there are 320-pound guys that can play like they're 290, and there are 300-pound guys that can play 315. So, to me the biggest thing is, obviously you want them to be as athletic as you can get them, and you want them so that they can make all the blocks. You can reasonably expect that. And you want them to be smart, because, you know, especially inside, you know, people have this, you know, there's this thing in scouting, well, try him at tackle, and if he doesn't work out, move him inside. That's a fallacy. It's a different game inside. Pat will tell you he played there, you know, his career. That's a different game. It's happening twice as fast. You know, basically a tackle, there are some schemes that say to the tackle, you see that guy over there, that defensive end, you just block him all day long. And I don't care what number it is, you block that defensive end. We're inside. It's completely different, Jordan, because of the speed of it. And so you're looking for athletic ability. You're looking for power. You're looking for intelligence, instincts, because so the stuff happens so fast in there. If a kid's not instinctive, he's going to fail. I've seen guys go inside and fail miserably because it was just too fast.
Dave, when you see, you talk about Hernandez playing in his 13th game, and you know, and he's playing as hard as in the first game. So when you're making your assessment, you say to yourself, geez, this kid's character matches his talent.
You know, just think about it. Just imagine you guys playing any sport, and you've got an X game season, and you haven't won a game, and you're playing the last game. You know, 50% of the population is going to forget about it. I'm done. You know, the toughness and the character of this kid in the 13th game was very, very impressive.
Dave, how much thought went into other positions, how much debate, I guess, was there?
When we took him, he was the guy on the board that was ranked the highest.
Have you seen recently an offensive line rebuild, that the Giants have done so far this offseason, including this draft pick, remind you of something that can be successful?
Eerily similar to a year ago, actually. Dave and I were just talking about it. And this really wasn't planned, although it was part of the equation. But a year ago in Minnesota, we went out and got two free agents, and then we drafted Pat Elflein, who played center for us and played at a level way above what a rookie would play. You know, this year we went out and got two free agents, and now we've drafted another offensive lineman. And a year ago, we brought in Dalvin Cook, and we brought in Saquon Barkley. So, you know, I don't think it was planned that way. Sort of worked out that way, you know, and we've got two more picks tonight. We'll see what happens. But I do know this. Whether you coach offense, you coach defense, it doesn't matter what position you coach. If you can't block them, nothing works. And so, we've made, obviously, an effort here to improve ourselves up front so all those guys that do the fancy stuff can do their thing.
How much better did your running game get the last 2 days?
Oh, a lot better. We're all saying that with a smile. You know, I think when you bring in a dynamic runner and then you bring in a guy that can block, you know, certainly those are two pieces to the equation.
Amame's played left guard, and yeah. So did Will. Will's
going to play both sides to begin with, just see where he fits in. He's going to get the same speech. In fact, I saw Saquon earlier, and I gave him that, here's your locker, here's your helmet, there's the field speech, and he's going to get the same speech. So,
just so you know, Patrick started games at right guard earlier in his career.
How was Hernandez pulling out on screens and stuff?
He's a really good athlete, Pat. For a guy his size, he really is an excellent athlete. He can bend, he can change direction. Part of being a power broker is the ability to roll your hips on contact, and he can do that.
Some of the clips you see, he looks a little nasty. Yeah. Looks like
he's cranky.
Yeah.
He's cranky.
That's a good word. Yeah.
That's
kind of a good thing in our sport.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of parts of our culture that's not admired. Certainly in our sport, it's something that we value.
It's good to have, as a former offensive lineman, it's good to be cranky.
Yeah, cranky's good.
Could he be ahead of the game because his 4 years at UTEP, he had a guy who was an NFL offensive line coach?
Yes, and I think that shows up in his play. you know, you can see that he's been coached pretty well, and that certainly starts the process. You know, we talk about guys that can come in and play right away, then there's other guys that are developmental. This is a guy that's got a really good chance to come in and compete and play very early in his career.
Dave, what kind of advantage is it for you to have two more picks tonight so close together?
I like it. I'm not mad. The advantage is they're both at the top of the third. That's the advantage. You know, and we're going to – the board's holding up the way, you know, I believed it would, and I think we're going to get – have a shot at two pretty good darn good players.
How important is it to maybe fill some defensive gaps with those picks? Is that a necessity for you, or are you keep
you know,
that open?
Again, Jordan, I'm going to go with the board. You just can't reach. Obviously we'd like to balance it out and give the defense some help, but you may call me crazy, but it's the value at the pick. And it's like it's not about numbers. So for example, I was with a team back in the past that, you know, we cut a wide receiver because the numbers said we needed X amount of receivers. It was like the 65, but back in the day when they had the 65 cut. So we cut this kid who's having a damn good camp, and we keep this fullback who's, you know, a triple threat. He was slipping and falling, and, you know, he just wasn't very good. And I went into the GM's office. I said, what are we doing? We sent a better player out of here than the one we're keeping. This makes no sense. And he agreed with me. We talked about it some more, and we ended up getting the kid as soon as he got off the plane and told him to just stay right at that gate and get back on that plane coming back. And at the end of the day, the kid got cut, and then he played 9 more years in the league. That's one, another story.
One more. No more.
Saquon's reaction to the pick, is he still here?
Didn't you hear that loud scream?
And Eli's?
What's that?
And Eli Manning's?
Well, I'm waiting for the text. I mean, you know.
We'll get up there and get going on that stuff.